We want to get to Steve Dale right now, because I don't know if you saw this. The fact that there are two house pets that have now tested positive. Earlier, it seemed as if our pets weren't really in danger. Are they now? I don't know. Let's ask Steve Dale, because he knows these kinds of things and he follows this kind of stuff very closely. How are you, Steve?
He does know this kind of stuff.
I know.
Well. How are you, Anna?
I'm all right. You know, I feel like there are larger things to worry about than whether or not pets contracted, but it certainly is a concern for us as pet owners that this may happen. And when things change like this, before it seemed when we were talking that they didn't seem to be of any big danger of getting it, our pets, and now these two cats. And you sent me an email this morning. You said, hey, look at this. And I'm like, well, what does that mean?
Yeah, so to some people, particularly some of the those who study this sort of thing, it's not completely a surprise. So COVID-19 is caused by a SARS coronavirus called SARS coronavirus 2. And for SARS viruses, for reasons I can't explain, I don't know that anybody can, the human SARS viruses, the receptors are similar in people as they are in cats and, incidentally, domestic ferrets as well. Dogs, not so much. Polar bears, I don't really know, but probably not so much. We don't care about polar bears that much. I don't think too many people have a pet polar bear. A lot of people have pet cats and pet dogs, and that's a concern. And right now there are, 2.5 million people on the planet that have tested positive for COVID-19, who we know have it, plus I don't know how many people who have been walking around the globe asymptomatically. Nations all over the world that are pet-loving nations have suffered from this, from the UK to Scotland to Ireland, Germany, France, for sure, Canada and the US among them. And the reports still, even with the two cats I'm about to talk about, you can count on one hand of animals that we know, companion animals, dogs and cats that we know, have tested positive for COVID-19. There are a couple dogs in Hong Kong, a cat in Hong Kong, maybe a cat in Brussels, maybe a cat in Paris. We're not sure of those. And now these two cats we are sure of, actually, in New York State, one in New York City or just outside, the other somewhere else in New York State. For privacy reasons, they're not being very specific. Except
there are privacy reasons for cats?
Well, the cat's owner.
Is there HIPAA laws for cats? Oh, okay. All right.
It should be.
All right. Just checking. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sure you believe that. I know. Okay.
I do.
I just want clarification.
So, for the owners, you know, and one of those families had someone in the family who they know had COVID-19. The other family, there was no one symptomatic of COVID-19. It could be that it's one of those asymptomatic people, and they didn't do the antibody test to determine if the person had it, mostly because those antibody tests aren't so readily available. But we know through testing that both of these cats did have symptoms, upper respiratory symptoms. The veterinarian thought, in each case, this seems odd. It doesn't fit the mold of other respiratory diseases or other issues the cats can have that are upper respiratory. Let's give it a shot. They did. They tested, and both these cats are positive. So, first off, the cats are going to be fine. Secondly, the level of virus is a fairly low level of virus, and it doesn't seem at all. In fact, there's no evidence whatsoever. This is the take-home sentence. There is zero evidence that cats can, or dogs for that matter, can pass this disease to people. They get it. They have a mild infection, but they're not infectious. And that's the important, at least to humans. And that's the important thing to know. Now, can they give it to other cats? Well, apparently that happened at the zoo, the Bronx Zoo, where we now know that some of the big cats who lived with this one tiger who got all the publicity for being positive, they didn't want to test the other cats immediately because you have to anesthetize the cat to do it. The cat's not going to say, okay, put a swab up my nose. It's okay. You don't do that with a tiger so easily.
No, you do not.
No, so they anesthetize the tiger. What they did is look at the feces of these other big cats, and they really do believe based on what they saw there and based on symptoms or signs that these other big cats truly had COVID-19, probably maybe got it from one another, but nobody knows that for sure. I'm backing up here one step because I want to make it clear that two diagnostic labs, one IDEX tested thousands of dogs and cats and didn't come up with a single positive. Antech, another diagnostic lab, tested about 2,000 and came up with two positives, and these are the cats in New York that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. So I'm not saying that there aren't other animals. I mean, if you don't look for it, you certainly can't find it. I understand that. But it's unlikely that this is any problem whatsoever for people. It's something that's important for us to know about. And out of an abundance of caution, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and everything I say are all in concurrence with what they say, by the way. They're also saying if you know you're positive for COVID-19, if you possibly can have someone else in the household, care for that animal, be in closer contact with a dog or a cat, or pet ferret, incidentally, you'll be better off, and the pet will be safer that way out of an abundance of caution. If it's a dog, some dogs love visiting grandma. Some dogs love visiting friends. And maybe that dog goes to a friend's house, especially if you live alone. And if you have a dog whose temperament is, I'm fine with that, I'll have a party anywhere I go. So if the dog's okay with that and you do a safe handoff, probably better for the dog as an option anyway.
But so far, no dogs that we know of are positive, or is there?
Two dogs in Hong Kong have tested positive. One of those dogs was 18 years old. It was Pomeranian. And the other German Shepherd dog, middle-aged somewhere. I don't recall the exact age. The German Shepherd dog recovered fine. The Pomeranian did die of something else.
Okay.
And not COVID-19. I mean, it was an 18-year-old dog.
Yeah. That's a nice long life for a dog. But they cannot transmit it to human beings, which is an important piece of this whole thing. Even if the cat or the dog happens to be impacted, it's not it's not going to carry it to a human, is what we know right now.
We don't believe that. We still want to be careful, but there is not a single example yet of transmission to humans from dogs or cats. That doesn't seem like it has happened one single time.
Okay.
And what's more, the animals so far have not gotten particularly ill. It's mild signs in both of these cases, and in the case of the dogs, no signs whatsoever, by the way. There were no symptoms or signs in those dogs in Hong Kong. They were tested because it came to be that if you're positive for COVID and have a, which is interesting, if you're positive for COVID in Hong Kong today, they will, if you have a pet, they will test that pet, which is good information to know. That's certainly not what we're doing in America. And there's no reason to really do that, except it's interesting information to know about. So for all of the people, and I don't know how many, that were tested in Hong Kong, we have one cat and two dogs that tested positive. And again, because they're carrying a low level of virus, it doesn't mean they can infect another animal, and it has not meant that they can infect people.
Okay. Well, I knew you'd clear it up for us, Steve. I do want to circle back and talk about one more thing that we mentioned last time we spoke, last week, I believe, when we were saying that there are more wild animal sightings in urban settings, that's happening. I had a friend who told me that they saw a coyote on Sheridan Road, kind of more daytime hours or a little bit before dusk, busy intersections, that kind of thing. Stephen Colbert last night in his opening monologue addressed this, and he actually mentioned Chicago.
Humans stay inside, the world's cities are getting reclaimed by the animals. A puma roamed the streets of Santiago, Chile. In India, hungry monkeys have been entering homes and opening refrigerators to look for food. And coyotes have been seen along Chicago's Michigan Avenue. A coyote on Michigan Avenue? That's crazy. I mean, usually, what with the traffic, they have to take Lakeshore Drive.
See? He knows about them, too. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that great?
I missed that. That is very funny and true.
Yes.
It's amazing how our environment is actually coming back. We can see that. And for those who don't believe in climate change, I don't know how you can't, but you can see it from outer space. I've seen images, and you can find them on the internet, images of what it was like before COVID-19, what this planet looked like from outer space compared to how it looks now. So the good news is that our environment, if you give it a chance, can come back. And the second thing is, yeah, there aren't people around causing the disruption people do. Wild animals do what they do. And it is amazing. You know, there's this one video that of a greater one-horned rhinoceros that was wandering through a town in Nepal. And this guy's just walking down the street. There's no one else on the street because Nepal, Chicago, streets are empty. And the guy's just walking down the street, and he turns the corner, and he sees a rhino barreling toward him. And at first, he didn't do anything. It's like he didn't believe what he saw. You know?
Well, that would not be a great thing to run into, I would think. But, I mean, we just have coyotes to worry about. Rhinoceros is a completely different thing. Steve Dale, good to hear from you. Thank you for always keeping us up to date on these kinds of things. Steve Dale, you can hear him here. What is your time now? Sunday at?
Sunday morning, 5:30.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. We're gonna-